This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, In the Name of Science. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Imagine if you can only study your subject of choice at specific moments in time that rarely happen, and you have to travel all over the world to catch this. Oh, and one more thing, conditions have to be perfect. That's your life when you're studying aspects of the sun that are only visible during a solar eclipse. Astrophysicist Jarida Holbrook made a film about scientists chasing eclipses. It's called Black Suns, an astrophysics adventure. Her own interest in this is more personal.
I think that your body can't believe what it's seeing, and so you have sort of a physiological response to it. I think it's akin to if you've been living in the city and you go to the country and you see a full dark sky for the first time and you're like, oh my gosh, all these stars, they've always been hidden. And there's a sense of wonder and awe.
Jarida teaches in South Africa at the University of the Western Cape, and she's traveled to see this spectacle in Ghana, in Australia, in Japan.
Everything goes twilight because the sun is blocked out. So the temperature cools down and it gets quiet. And it gets a little bit dark. And the birds and animals tend to rest during the total, they think it's nighttime. So it's quite an experience.
So worth the long trip.
Yes. But I argue that you don't want to go to a short eclipse. You want one that's over 2 minutes long, because I think you don't get that feeling if it's a short eclipse. So I went to the 2017 eclipse. I went to Idaho for it, which was about a minute and a little short of a minute and a half. And I was like, this is just not long enough. You know, it was nice. It was pretty. It was interesting. But I didn't get that sense of euphoria and awe. And yeah.
So always go for the long eclipse, the kind that lasts for 2 minutes. During one of her eclipse watching experiences, Jarida met two other astrophysicists, Alphonse Sterling and Hakeem Olushey.
Hakeem, he's so big and boisterous and loud. And then Alphonse is so quiet and exact. And I was like, it was just hysterical watching them work together. And I thought at the time, wow, this would make a really nice film to follow these two, because they work. They're both African-American men. They have very different backgrounds, but they're colleagues and they both study the corona of the sun.
That's the outermost part of the sun's atmosphere. So Jarida went with her intuition. She started to make this film. She is the executive producer and also the host. And she follows Hakeem and Alphonse as they set out to capture two different solar eclipses.
So they each have a different aspect of the corona that they're interested in. So Alphonse studies the lower atmosphere of the sun, right? So polar plumes and prominences.
He also studies the visible surface of the sun, the photosphere. During a solar eclipse, the moon slides over the sun's surface, taking away the blinding brightness. And that allows him to see right down to the edge of the photosphere.
And then Hakeem, he studies the corona, the solar corona, and he wanted to get some measurements of how many electrons were in the entire corona. But again, he needed to see the entire corona, which you can only see during a total solar eclipse. So that's why they chase eclipse, because they have these two things that they need to get, but you can only get it with a total solar eclipse.
They have to be in the right place at the right time. Their equipment has to work. And then there's always the weather factor. Here's a clip from the film. That's Hakeem talking.
Man, these clouds are really messing with my head. They're coming, they're going, they're...
And your moment to shine lasts about 1 minute.
It's coming, that's right. Polarizer position.
Seconds.
Four.
Oh,
three.
Slow down. Get out of there,
two,
clouds.
No.
We're coming. Oh! We're past. Oh, we're out. We're out on the other side. We're out on the other side. So we got a little bit of totality.
What do you want people to take away from watching the film? What's your hope for the film?
First of all, astronomy is interesting. It's fun. There's not that many African Americans in it. Maybe about 120 over all of the history of the United States. There's 120 African American astrophysicists. So one of the scenes has, I think, five African American astrophysicists on a balcony looking at the sun. You've never seen this before. This is like history making. So we do exist, and we do really interesting science, and we'd like to have more African Americans come into astrophysics and into the physical sciences.
Charita Holbrook is an astrophysicist. Her movie about solar eclipses is called Black Suns.